AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the mission is dangerous, but the flights continue out of the Kabul airport.
They continue to evacuate folks out of that region, out of the airport, evacuated more than 12,000 additional people out of the airport in the last 24 hours.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says yesterday suicide bombing has raised the stakes.
The threat is ongoing and it is active. Our troops are still in danger. That continues to be the case every day that they are there. This is the most dangerous part of the mission.
169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members were killed. Louisiana and New Orleans in particular are readying for Hurricane Ida. Shelley Adler has this.
If the forecast holds up,
Hurricane Ida is going to make landfall on August 29th there, which is the 16-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Brian McNulty, who's a hurricane researcher at the University of Miami.
There's a chance for quite a lot of intensification where we could be looking at a Category 3 or 4 hurricane.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered the evacuation of everyone living outside the levee system. However, she also pointed out what's improved since Katrina, which was a Cat 3 storm.
Science has changed based on our ability to get more accurate information from the National Weather Service. So we have, and our communications have been improved as well over time.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Top federal health officials say the Delta variant-driven pandemic continues to grow. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
And the seven-day average of daily deaths has also increased to 864 per day, an increase of nearly 11% from the previous seven-day period.
The U.S. has had more than 634,000 deaths and more than 38 million cases. This is AP News. The man who assassinated Bobby Kennedy in 1968 has been granted parole, but he remains in prison for now. Here's Mike Gracia.
Sirhan Sirhan, Senator Robert F. Kennedy's assassin, has been granted parole. A two-person panel of the California Parole Board recommended Sirhan's release after his 16th parole hearing. Two of RFK's sons spoke in favor of Sirhan's release, and prosecutors declined to participate or oppose his release under a policy by Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon. However, release for the 77-year-old Sirhan is not assured. The ruling by the two-person panel will be reviewed over the next 90 days by the California Parole Board staff. It will then be sent to the governor, who will have 30 days to grant it, reverse it, or modify the ruling. I'm Mike Gracia.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' effort to block mask mandates in schools is dealt a blow. A Leon County judge in Tallahassee ruling the governor doesn't have the authority to ban such local mandates. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.